In this week's Parsha Bahalotcha, we're told Bahalotcha Titanerot, in order to light the candles that would be in the Mishkan. Aaron is given this task. And Rashi tells us something which is fascinating. He says that Aaron needs to be placated. Why does he need to be placated? In last week's Parsha, we find that the heads of all of the tribes brought offerings in the Chanukat HaBayit, in the creation, sanctification of the Mishkan. Now, Aaron was left out. Levi was left out. And I think there's an incredible lesson over here, that somebody like Aaron, who he's the most important person when it comes to the Mishkan, the Kohanim are the most important tribe, or Levi's the most important tribe, nonetheless, he felt left out. Now, I'm going to say two interpretations of this. One is, maybe Aaron knew that in the past, that the people who used to be in charge, the firstborn, the Bechor, were replaced. So maybe Aaron felt that something may have happened and now Levi was also replaced. But I don't think that's a good answer, because that doesn't explain why this tribe, Levi, is not included in their Nasi, their leader, bringing an offering. Rather, what this tells us is something else. That to be left out is something which is difficult. You know, right now, in terms of the last couple of months, where people were unable to be part of the community, doesn't make a difference how much you have or how special your lives are in other ways. Not to be part of the community is something which is painful. It's painful emotionally. I think even more so, members of society or sectors of society that feel disenfranchised, that feel, and maybe they have good reason to as well, it's difficult. If Aaron felt left out because he wasn't part of the Chanukah Rabayit, I think it's a powerful lesson in terms of all parts of society, of people that feel left out, that aren't included. Even like Aaron, when it comes to the Mishkan, he wasn't there as part of the celebration of the Chanukah Rabayit like all the other tribes, even though he had a job. The lesson that Rashi is teaching us is that those who are not included, those who don't feel that they're part of something which is bigger, is a very, very difficult way to feel, to the extent that God gave Aaron a special task. I want to go one step further. Aaron's task, actually, is one which was ongoing. The Ramban understands that Aaron's task of lighting is some kind of a remez to the lighting of the Hanukkah candles in the future, which means the Chanukat HaBayit, the consecration of the Mishkan, when it was first established, was done by all the tribes. But the lighting of the candles is something which continues, even when there is no Mishkan, even when there is no Beit HaMikdash. So Aaron, who may have felt left out initially because he wasn't there with everyone else, years later, his descendants, the Maccabees, are going to be the ones who are going to fight for the holiness. And the candles that we still light today on our celebration of Hanukkah is the ongoing indication that holiness remains within the Jewish people. So Aaron may have been excluded years ago, but his lighting is an indication that the holiness and the consecration, the Chanukah, Chanukah HaBayit, continues forever.